Talofa Pefi Kingi, Fakalofa Layatu.
Talofa Fakalofa Layatu, and Talofa Lava also to all of your good listeners.
This is domestic violence, the violence perpetrated against women especially, but women and children in the home. Is that the violence you're talking about?
Well, you know, violence has so many faces. It has grown so many horns, as it were. So we're talking not only of the type of violence that you have referred to, and most especially our most vulnerable communities, women and children, but we're also talking about sexual violence, social isolation, financial abuse, and especially with this particular climate that we're going through, we're talking about COVID-19 impacts that have seen sharp increases of all of the above types of violence.
Let's start with domestic violence. How do you go about addressing that type of violence?
I suppose that when you and I are talking about it, we're talking about our communities, we're talking about our women crying, our children crying, and all sorts of other destruction and consequences due to violence within the home. I suppose, you know, what's even closer to the heart is the fact that at the basis, we're talking about lack of respect. I have always known and always perceived that Pacific communities have had a cultural monopoly on what respect means, what whālo means, between women, between men and women, but most especially between siblings, brother and sister. And so I suppose we're talking about a vala that has become dysfunctional, perhaps, or a link that has become broken. And I would suggest that we need platforms, or we need talanoa situations that are created so that we can talk about our particular types of solutions, because I know that our solutions are typically extremely unique to Pacific communities. So when we're talking about violence, it's not a simple yes or no answer. It's not black and white. We are needing to get together, put our heads together, because we've grown too old in this community and this society. By now, we really should have arrived at some solutions that can really work for our people.
If you really want to stop this problem at the start, nip it in the bud, as it were, where is the best place to start?
The answers are really in our languages, in our people being able to communicate in their own language groups, in their own language talanoa, because some of our language actually describes well not only some of the, catalyst for violence, but also a lot of the solutions for violence can be found in our languages. And you and I would know that that's about our people understanding where they need to start, where they need to understand their roles in their families, in their communities, in the village, in the church, in every other kind of grouping. We've always been a very structured society like that. And so when I hear and understand that there is disrespect, I'm thinking that somehow we're out of order, and those orders are not followed through with our own responsibility and care for one another, care for our families, care for our parents, care for our elderly. So somewhere along the way, that kind of principle and value that has held us together has become quite impacted, not only by our environment, but all other influences that have come in through media, television, you name it, the types of education even, and or information that our children are privy to now. So I'm wondering where it is that we could possibly nip it in bud so that we can actually have a set of guidelines that are very clear for our children to follow. This was so, so clear back in the villages, but we're now in extremely different villages. I'm just wondering if the solution is about bringing us together so that we can talk in our respective languages, so that we understand where we need to start.
We are living through some hard times here in Australia with the pandemic, high inflation rates. The cost of living is skyrocketing, may be a contributing factor to the amount of violence in the home.
You and I have no doubt that these contributing factors have become complex over time. They have become extremely intricate. They are now grey. They used to be black and white. It was so much easier back then, but no, not any longer. So what we're trying to define is take it back to simple basics. What can we do very simply that will address it today? What can be done tomorrow to address it tomorrow? And then the day thereafter, which is about talking about a plan for the future so that our children do not necessarily keep facing ad verbatim the same negative impacts that we have because we've become a part of another community, which means we've had to learn other rules, new rules, and this is where it has become quite grey for our young people so that they're no longer listening just to one voice, one voices, as their parents, their family, but they're listening to every other contributing voice outside of what used to be a very safe setting. But in terms of violence, of course, we know that violence is not only from the inside, but it's also from the outside.
Ultimately, when you are talking about stop it at the start, nip it at the bud, you are in some way referring to stopping it with the children, that the violence has to stop. Otherwise, the children will witness it on a daily basis and thereby perpetuating it. They will grow up and they think that it's something normal because the father did it to the mother and to the children. Isn't that what stopping it at the start really mean?
You are so right. And that's one component of it, because we're talking about having violence and disrespect being normalized, and it must not be. We must do as much as we possibly can as responsible adults raising little minds to ensure that they don't perpetuate what they witness, what they see, and what becomes normal on a daily basis for many of our children. This is not on, and it must stop now.
Bevi Kingi, whawhataitele lava for making time to talk to me about violence in the community.
Thank you ever so much for your time. Whawhataitele lava.